You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Speaking of good tracks that make us feel good, we've got Jasmine Barmer, aka Being, in the
What's
studio.
Up? Kia ora. Hey. Oh, what a nice intro.
Hey, it's so nice to have you up here.
Oh, it's very cool. It's a ghost town outside, though.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. It's like the uni holidays and a lot of construction outside, so it's a bit dystopic. But
yeah.
Welcome to the oasis that is BFM, the calm amongst the storm, or something like that.
Yeah, I feel very at home. It's very nice.
Hey, it's great to have you up here. We're talking to you because you are performing as part of the Auckland Folk Festival.
Indeed.
Which is going to be happening in January of this year, which is a pretty awesome thing. It's returning for, I think it's 48th year now, which is a big old whack of time.
How has it been around so long? Amazing.
It is amazing. It is amazing. And there is an incredible lineup. You are on there, the Easton, Troy Kingy, Delaney Davidson and Barry Saunders. It's a big old list of lots of artists that kind of span many genres but sit in that folk realm.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about it?
I'm so chuffed, eh? Like, I'm Troy Kingy's doing this folk album. It's like the premiere of the folk album, and
I am so excited
for frothing for it. So I'm feeling real good just to like have a free ticket to go and listen to good music.
Yeah, hard out. What have you been working on in the last wee while? Have you been writing stuff or just playing old tunes? What's been the vibe?
Yeah, I've been writing quite a bit because lockdown, you need something to get you through.
Absolutely.
So I've got plenty of emo songs for you today.
Keen for some emo tunes. I feel like 2020 has been a bit of a like the year of the emo revival. A wee bit.
Absolutely. Yeah, most definitely. I mean, Princess Nokia was on that shit before everybody, to be fair, but it is, everybody's coined it now.
Yes.
We're all on board.
We're all deep in our feelings.
Yeah.
Deep in our feelings in 2020.
Reflective.
So how was this kind of strange year for you? Because I guess some people found it really hard to write. Obviously for you, it was a bit of a catalyst. What sort of stuff were you sort of reflecting on over that time?
Whew, mate. Isolation, I guess.
Yeah.
Goes without saying. But I mean, lockdown started and there was definitely this pressure from everyone around me. Like, are you going to create things? Are you going to do things? And I just shut down like completely for the first wee while. And I was just like, I can't, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take the pressure completely off.
Yeah.
And out of that place is where I started creating, because I was just like creating music that I needed to hear in that space and time.
Mm.
Hence, very depressing music, which I did. I like sincerely did not think I would ever play outside of that space. Mm. And then it just came to a point where I was like, well, why else would I write? And what else would I write about? And like, what else am I doing this for? Like, yeah, this is what music is for me. So.
Yeah, and I think we've all kind of learnt what those, you know, creative relationships mean, either if it's that community that you miss when you're sort of in isolation, not being able to go to gigs. You know, I've personally realised how much I took that for granted, you know. What have been some of the things you've enjoyed, I guess, about being able to get back out and see music and be around friends and stuff?
Live dynamics are just like, there's no comparison.
Mm.
There's nothing like seeing someone scream into a microphone. Like, whoever comes to mind, straight away Chelsea Prastiti comes to mind.
Yes.
That wahine is just like, there's nothing as revitalizing as seeing live music. So being able to be out and see friends perform and just being like, man, the caliber of my friends in Auckland and in New Zealand is just like unbelievable.
Yeah.
We're very lucky.
It's a very special thing, and we are very lucky at the moment that we can be talking about big festivals that are happening and, you know, touch wood, everything's still going well. We'll all be able to enjoy on the 48th Folk Festival, which will be happening on the 29th through till the 1st of February, 29th of January through to the 1st of February next year, which is actually only a month away, alarmingly.
Crazy.
You've got some tunes for us though, Jasmine.
Indeed.
Should we just crack straight into it? I'm going to turn this down and turn this up.
Right. I'm going to flip my headphones around.
Excellent.
Get that cable
out of your guitar.
Out of the guitar. Okay. This, hopefully I'm in tune. This guitar. The song is called Overgrown. Hopefully my morning voice can pull it off. Mm-hmm.
so sick of feeling alone again in the company of friends. Get the feeling I don't belong. Though I'm grown, I still feel like a little kid. Though I wish that I didn't. It's the same as it's always been. Well, everybody's moving along. I'm at home. I won't even pick up my phone. Will I ever feel at home? I don't know. Does it change as you get old? Do you think it's a feeling that I could grow into?
I'm in.
two-person, like, yeah, fan club over here.
I love it.
Actually, we're getting some lovely texts in as well, so you know it's not two people loving it. Thank you so much, Jasmine.
Oh,
what was the name of that track?
That's called Overgrown.
Awesome. I loved that. It was really beautiful.
Yeah, some nice lonely shit.
Hey, we've all been on that buzz this year. Hey, have you got one more song for us?
I do indeed. I'm going to do some tuning.
Excellent, excellent. We can do that. I'll play some little...
Some tuning music. I love it.
Bed music in the background.
Love it. I just also want to say thank you to the person who tagged me on the bus this morning.
Oh, cracker.
You're a gorgeous human being. I tried to offer them a $5 note and they said, no, 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 no. And I said, no, buy yourself a coffee. I insist. And they're like, no, 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 no. So it was just like a niceties to and fro. But
we like a little bit of the, Christmas spirit in the air, maybe.
It is definitely a Christmas spirit vibe. I felt very looked after because I haven't used my hot card in a million years.
I realized after I got out of lockdown I'd fully lost my hot card. I was like, guess I'm walking everywhere then.
Yeah.
Not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing at all, if you can afford to, but my these legs, honestly. My tuner's decided not to work. Give me half a second.
That is all good.
The worst at multitasking. You love the sound of a tuning guitar.
I actually kind of do, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. Damn. It's nice. It makes me feel like, you know, something's about to happen, which of course it is.
It is. Yeah. It is most definitely about to happen.
It's like the sound of an orchestra warming up or something.
Oh, I like that. Okay, I'll take that. Cool. All right, there we go. I think I'm good.
All right. Excellent stuff.
Cool. So this is another sad one for you. This one is called Speak Softly. It's kind of, I keep saying that I'll finish writing it, but I keep end up playing it the same way. So I think this is just what it's going to be.
Fantastic. All right, whenever you're ready.
Okay. I'll just hydrate.
Give me a smile and I swear that I'll convince myself it's proof. Feed me a line and I'll tie my hands to it. Something to hold on to. Speak softly. Speak softly to me. You could say most anything and I'd believe it's true. I'll defend your integrity. All the while internalize the weapons used against me. It's my own fault for believing, but it's hard not to absorb the image that you're reflecting. Speak softly to me. A friend can harm you more than an enemy. And I wish for a thicker skin, 'cause I wish I didn't feel everything. Again, feels a lot like breaking. Restless, I'll wrestle with the navigations in my head that bring me up and spiral down and make me feel that I am drowning and never growing. pool of dread, I'm whistle blowing. Everything you ever told me, all you said, and now I'm faced with all that's left, an empty vessel in my hands. I feed the light and watch it die. I feed my light and watch it die. I feed the fire and nothing catches light.
Woo woo!
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jasmine. That was absolutely gorgeous. Thank you for bringing us those tracks.
Kia ora for having me.
Hey, has that unfinished one got a name yet? Unfinished. It sounded unfinished. Pretty finished to me.
Speak softly. I think I'll go with that.
Okay, yeah. Awesome. Hey, Jasmine, thank you so much for coming in, playing us some tunes this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So looking forward to seeing you at the Auckland Folk Festival.
Oh, yes.
For anybody tuned in who wants to catch this beautiful sound live, it's happening on the 29th through to the 1st. So that's the 29th of January through to the 1st of February next year.
Good chunk of days.
Good chunk of days. Not other people playing all. Include Troy Kingy, The Easton, Delaney Davidson and Barry Saunders, The Black Quartet, Jenny Hitchell, and many, many more as well, alongside Being. Thank you so much, Jasmine.
Kia ora. Thanks, guys.
Have a lovely Christmas and we will see you in the new year.
Cheers.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.